More than 35,000 people have signed a petition opposing the partial reopening of schools and preschools. The Early Childhood Council has also challenged the government to provide proof that children are unlikely to catch or pass on the virus. Jenny Linole is the manager of Growing Minds Childcare Centre in Auckland's Unsworth Heights, and she plans to reopen her centre next week. She joins me now. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jessie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you feeling about opening your business again?
Well, I think like a lot of New Zealanders, we just want to get back to it. But obviously, I'd be lying if I didn't say we had some concerns. We do have concerns.
What are your concerns?
Well, look, it's pretty obvious. Essential workers, nurses, they get to wear gear. Everybody else that goes back to work next week must be contactless, except at early childcare centres. By definition, we can't be contactless. You know, children are tactile. They put things in their mouth. We give hugs every day. So suddenly my team are going to be expanding their protected little bubbles. And, you know, a couple of them have already said that they're uncomfortable working in that scenario, and so we have to work around them. Yeah, it's a valid concern, I believe.
Were you surprised to hear that you would be going back under Level 3 conditions?
It does seem like early childcare teachers and teachers for younger children are kind of the canary down the coal mine, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm surprised. But we have some parents who are essential workers, and I don't know how they've coped over the last few weeks, and they've asked for help. So we will open, but we'll only open to a very tiny role. It obviously isn't economic, but we will support our families. They've been amazingly supportive to us throughout this process, and we'll do our bit, I guess.
Now, the Education Minister was questioned about this earlier this week, and he had a bit of a new line on it. He was saying that research shows children are less likely to catch and pass on this COVID-19 disease. Does that reassure you at all?
Well, I just feel that there's some mixed messages here. Everybody must stay inside their bubble, except for some people who have to go out and have to work in an unprotected scenario. Look, I'm not a scientist. I don't want to particularly criticise the government. I think they've done an amazing job. But everybody should be concerned about this. And I'm not sure that the research is even validated yet. I feel really uncomfortable about the whole scenario.
I guess level
we've been doing amazing
be...
things with our families. So we've been in contact with them throughout this process. We've actually been having Zoom meetings with under 5-year-olds. It's hilarious. We've been trying to, so they can see each other, they can talk, they can continue that sense of being part of a group. We do singing, we do reading stories, and our families are incredibly supportive of that. And maybe we could do that for another week or two and we'd all feel a bit better about it.
Yeah. Do you have the option of not opening?
I think we do, technically. But our parents have asked us to open for a few of our children. And to be very honest, the government's been pretty generous with early childcare. They've been supportive. They haven't clawed back big payments that keep us going. I think it would be pretty churlish of us not to open. We do have a limited team. A number of my team have asked not to work in this scenario. They have family members that are compromised or they themselves are. So the number of this team that we'll have on will be much limited.
Is it reassuring for you to know that the numbers are now quite low of people with COVID-19, and particularly the numbers of new cases are very low? So you would assume that none of your kids coming to your centre would have COVID and are very, very unlikely to catch it.
Sure. It must be reassuring to every New Zealander. But the truth is 99% of New Zealanders have been told to stay in their bubble for 2 more weeks, and the rest of them have been told to work in a contactless scenario. so.
Do you expect the kids to be worried at all about what's going on, or will they be oblivious to it?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question. My team had been putting together a whole program. The children are intelligent and intuitive, even at this young age. You know, they're watching TV, they're listening to conversations, they're picking up on the stresses in their families, be they financial or just general fear. And their whole world's been turned upside down. They don't have a lot of control over things. And so we have decided that for the next few weeks, we are really going to focus on two of our Te Whareki strands, which are well-being and belonging. Our centre needs to be a safe place, not a frightening place. It needs to be a second home for our children. So we're putting in place strategies and talking to parents about the anxieties that children are having at the moment so we can allay those fears when they turn up and they feel good and happy to be there.
Gee, you sound like you're great at your job, Jenny.
Oh, I don't think so, but I'm trying like everybody else.
Yeah. How many do you think you'll have back next week? Have you got any idea?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have three babies and three older children. So it is pretty small numbers. But of course, you can't look after a baby without cuddling, holding all day long. That's what baby care is about.
Will you attempt at all with the older children to keep them physically distant from each other?
Jesse, you are the father of a number of children. I know this. And can you imagine how that could actually happen in real life? Well, I don't want to traumatize or cause any more anxiety for these children. We can ask somebody that's over two to stay away, but in reality, it's just not going to happen. It's just not how early childcare works.
Why are kids so noisy?
Well, hopefully it's because they're happy. But you're right. Before I took this call, I actually closed the door to this bedroom that I'm in and I bellowed in a loving way, could you please all be quiet?
Yeah. That's amazing. They've just got no idea, do they? I think you're right. I think it is a sign of happiness, usually.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Hey, I'm sorry that you're feeling trepidation about next week. I hope it's some comfort to know that New Zealand is so grateful for people like you. We're sending you love and health and really appreciate you taking time to present your very reasonable argument today, Jenny Lanole of Growing Minds Childcare Centre on Auckland's North Shore.
Thanks very much, Jesse. Lovely to talk to you.